is better if you drive.
Not too long ago, I was dancing for dollars. No, it's really real if I let you meet my mama. You don't want a girl like me, I'm too crazy. Where every other girl you meet is too gay.
It's Cardi.
I'm sure them other girls were nice enough.
It's Cardi. She had a baby today. Mazel to Cardi. Cardi and culture.
Yes.
You guys, it's me. It's episode 14 of AfterBuzz's Real Housewives of New York City After Show. I'm your host, Hollywood Lee, and we have so much to talk about. We're talking about Luann's cabaret show. There's some new besties forming, and we're all going speed dating. Love this song. You guys, we have so much to get into. Obviously, we're going to get right into it. We're a little disappointed because it wasn't the boat episode, but it was still a good episode. We laughed a lot. Sonia really gave it to us. Let's get into it. Let's introduce you to my girls for the night. Chels, kick it off, babe.
Hey, guys. Chelsea Sack-Jones. I am so happy to be back. I hate holidays because it takes away the Real Housewives, so I'm thrilled.
It was the longest week of my life.
It was. I was like, where are they?
You guys, we have a special guest all the way from Las Vegas, one of my best friends, and a singer, a Vegas entertainer, and super fan of the Real Housewives of New York City, yes. Emily Miller.
Yay.
Hi.
I'm so happy to be here.
Where can we find you?
You can find me at Emily Sloan Raleigh. Actually, at Emily Sloan Miller.
There we go.
Divorce. Whoop, whoop.
Well, honey, join the club, the Real Housewives of New York City Club. Yes, find her everywhere at Emily Sloan Miller. Let's get right into it. We open up with Luann practicing for her cabaret show, which I went to, by the way.
Yes, you did.
And it was amazingly complicated. But I'm sure this New York one was incredible. This is the first one. Obviously, it didn't go according to plan. She wanted to have a lot of months to rehearse, but she only had 4 weeks. We added Sonia to the show, and obviously we've all seen that infamous performance of the skirt flying up. This is what we were setting up. This is what we were coming back to. We thought we was getting a yacht. We thought we was getting some boat Columbia drama, but no, we're getting some Luann. And Sonia's grateful to be part of the stage. She's grateful to return to the stage. What do we think about this?
I loved it. I think anything with Sonia is just fabulous, so I was there for it. But yeah, I think she's amazing. It's fun. It's cute. It's two girlfriends having a good time. And I thought it was smart, too, for Lou. She said that she wanted to have someone come on stage, so it kind of took the pressure off her. So it kind of helps her, like, ease into things.
Exactly.
So yeah, I like it.
I personally was just impressed by the booty. I mean, that was the smoothest booty like I've ever seen, even on a young person. That was a real good booty she had.
Sonia's booty?
Yes, have you seen this booty?
We're going to talk about Sonia's booty when Bethany slaps her, but we're talking about right now Sonia and Luann being together, the show. What do we think about Sonia joining the cabaret show?
I think that it's going to be a nightmare. I'm just being honest. A nightmare that I'm going to watch over and over and over again, and I just can't wait to see how it pans out.
There we go. Tinsley brought her best friend a new gift because there's lots of best friends forming, as we talked about in the beginning of the episode. Tinsley and Carol, they're just two peas in a pod, giving each other gifts. And apparently, Carol's not the only one receiving gifts. Adam gave her a bouquet of flowers. What do we think about this? I'm confused. I thought he was dating somebody else.
He wants her back, yeah, but he wants what he can't have. And
he gave her like 4,000 dead tulips. That was probably it was probably $15. Not even Whole Foods. Like you went to Trader Joe's.
Actually, he went to the bodega on 6th Street.
For real, like they were dying.
Exactly. But we all love presents, as she said. This beginning of the episode, before the first commercial break even hit, I was so confused.
Oh, yeah.
Tinsley and Carol talking about puppy parenting and co-parenting. I've only heard of one co-parent, and that was Adam. Today, there was a new name introduced, Trip. Do we know who this guy Trip is? So we're going to ask for your help. We have his picture. This is a screenshot from the show.
Baby's co-parent.
Who is this man?
So I did some investigating.
Oh, tell us.
Yes, I did some digging. I'm not quite sure, but I think they're just friends, and that she wanted to have a dog, but she didn't want to have a dog full time, so this man also wanted to have a dog, and they're co-parenting the dog.
Has he ever actually taken the dog?
Yeah, like, the article I read said three parents and one dog, so it was Adam, Tripp, and Carol, and they just all wanted a dog, but they didn't want the full responsibility.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
They have a dog, so they co-parented. It was this very in-depth it was a very in-depth article with actually like a dog therapist on what they think about it was very intensive.
This is a Modern Family.
I think personally it's just a friend. It mentioned nothing about them previously dating, and they've been co-parenting for a year.
Well,
yeah, so I don't know if you guys know anything more specific.
Yeah, let us know in the comments.
But I just gathered that they're just friends.
So there's a triad that is.
Yeah,
there's a triad parenting. There's a triad happening.
A dog named Baby.
For the record,
in New York,
the
right
therapist
now.
Doesn't think co-parenting is best for dogs, but
they're probably confused. The dog is used to being in one home. The dog doesn't want to go from one home to the other.
That was the argument.
Mm.
But Carol thinks, why not? If he has more rooms to play in, it's better for the dog.
So maybe he should be with her. I mean, him.
I don't know. It's complicated.
It's complicated. It's Let's not spend too much time life. On it.
I will tell you that we could look down on Carol for this, but let's just not forget that Sonia just decided she didn't want to be a dog mom anymore and just gave it away.
Thank you. Like, you know, my God.
Yeah, at least you know, Carol knows.
At least Carol's like taking the dog to a therapist.
She knows like what kind of responsibility a dog. It needs two parents. So yeah, good call.
Good call. Exactly. I talked about this. I was infuriated for months. I was like, how can you give away your dog, Sonia?
Still hurt.
My dog it is still hurts. Me, like, but allergies right now, and I can never give him away. Like,
exactly. You take a shot, or you just get used to it, or you die, but you don't give it away. This whole scene was confusing, but it set up what was going to happen for throughout the entire episode. There was an invitation that was brought in, a clear box with 12 roses in it. You could see the stems, you could see the water. First of all, what is this thing? Is this a thing?
I want it.
It's a clear box of roses, but it's an invitation. How much is this speed dating thing?
Well, it's the first set of flowers that Carol has gotten that are real. Or not real, but I mean that are alive.
Nice.
They're alive. You know, like they actually the roses. Still were intact.
I'm like, so. The invitation roses are nicer than the flowers that Adam got you.
I mean, at least she knows what she needs to do with her life. It was easy choices. Yeah.
Like you could look at the flaccid flowers or you could look at like the really flowers. Nice pretty flowers. Yeah. It's like this is where I'm going.
Beautiful presentation. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's not just like in the plastic wrap.
They were
like,
held up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. A little extra, but I like the effort. But it makes me think, if this is the invitation, I feel like the party could have been a little bit fancier. But we'll get into that. Let's talk about the first poll, though. Before we really get into the episode, I want to know what you guys think before we even get in there. The first poll of the night, if you're watching the live chat, would you speed date? I mean, a lot of people are doing the apps these days, and we'll get into the apps later, because Bethany does talk about it. But we want to know, would you go on a speed date where you date someone for 3 minutes and move on to the next person?
No. Not for me, but yeah.
I don't know. I feel like maybe that's kind of how it is in the grocery store. Like, you're picking your apples. Like, you're looking over. Like, yes, yes, no, no, no. I don't need 3 minutes. Like, I'm good on the first. I'm not going to do a lot of time shopping. I'm going to just scan. And then usually just it's all no. And then there might be one yes. And then they're just going to just come home with me.
Well, there we go.
Let's be realistic.
Well, you know what I would do, though? I would subscribe to AfterBuzz on YouTube.
There we go.
Yes.
Choices.
So, hey, AfterBuzzard. Our network produces after shows for nearly all your favorite TV shows, from dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more. There is no network that works harder to serve television fans. But we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that tailor-made for you, and you'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow. And if you're worried about those pesky notifications, don't be, because they're optional.
Turn them off.
Yes. So hit that subscribe button now for this channel and check out our other AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. Let us know you did so in the comments and we'll thank you on air. For now, thanks for being the best fans and helping us be the ESPN of TV talk.
There you go, guys. Give us a little thumbs up. Give us a like now. And if you're listening to us on iTunes, thank you. I hope my voice sounds super sexy. Sonia and Bethany, the new besties, obviously they've been running around together in the city for a couple of weeks now because, you know, Bethany doesn't have Carol, so, you know, we got to replace people.
She needs a friend.
Everyone's been replaced. The shakeup has happened. I mean, Carol and Luann are hanging out. We're going to talk about it, but you know what? For now, Sonia's excited to be back in the skinny girl jeans, and she said it. And Bethany is making a little profile for her app, dating apps. Okay, first, I thought this was just like a gay thing with Grindr, but apps are huge now. This is the way to date. I wouldn't know. Chels, do you know about this app stuff?
I got into the Tinder game before I met my boyfriend. I was on it for about a week, and I felt
And then
very...
you got a boyfriend? Jeez, that is a success!
I did not meet my boyfriend on Tinder, but it was just, I was on it for a week, and I felt creeped out, so I quit. I didn't like that, like, instant, I just didn't like it. Everyone just wanted to, you know, do things. I wanted a boyfriend.
So it's more like a hookup thing.
Yeah,
Emily?
It wasn't about it.
Well, I mean, I was on a dating app, and I went to go meet the girl that I met on the dating app, and then I was like, what is it, swipe left if you don't like them?
Or yeah, swipe? And swipe left if you don't, swipe yeah. right.
Okay, well,
yeah.
I swiped left in person, and as I swiped left in person, there was this beautiful woman sitting at the bar, and then all of a sudden, wifed again.
So you went to the bar to meet a Tinder date, but you ended up with someone else.
Yes.
Copy that. Perfect.
So all right.
Well, Emily has gay friends, and this is probably why. And Sonia asked, like, how do you not know about this? Do you not have gay friends? I'm sure she does. So they were going through the little list on her little thing. Film producer made everybody laugh because Sonia has a reputation of fluffing up things that are just pretty simple. Like, you know... You know what, though? I'm mad at her. I'm kind of guilty of it myself. You gotta fake it till you make it.
You really do. I made a short film. You just put all these, like, pretty things on your resume that aren't true, but, like, it sounds good.
But then don't be on a reality show while you're doing it.
Exactly.
Like, be a little low-key about it.
I'm not on a reality show, so I could say I did a short film last year. But to everybody, you guys, I did a feature film, and it's coming out this year, premiering in theaters. And by theaters, I mean my friend's house in the valley. So you gotta fluff it. You gotta fake it till you make it. But
really,
Sonia,
do.
We know all about your fakeness, and it's just silly, and it's really hilarious to watch.
Loving
this episode of Sonia. She was cracking me up. And yeah, now we're gonna talk about what Emily brought up earlier. Sonia's ass wasn't...
It's cute.
It was cute.
I mean, she's like it's a like nice. A Barbie.
Yeah, I was really happy for her. I'm just glad her tooth didn't fly out.
Stay tuned.
Yeah, so I had this little thing that I was thinking about while I was watching the episodes. Is Giovanni Gwen's, but in New York City? Now, if you know what I'm talking about, it's because you watched Southern Charmed. Is Giovanni like the Gwen's, or is Gwen's more like Home Goods in New York?
I mean, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah,
Gwen's in Southern Charmed.
I've been slacking this season.
The store that Catherine wants to work at.
Oh, right. No, I have no idea. I forgot.
Okay.
I didn't watch it.
All right. Do you know what I'm talking about? Okay, maybe the Bravo fans, if you know what I'm talking about, comment below in the chat. I'm watching. I want to know if Giovanni is like the Gwen's of New York City. It probably isn't because it looked really, really upscale with those gowns. There was lots of sparkle happening. And apparently, Dorinda has a good thing for styling cabaret shows.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a fan of Dorinda's clothing personally, so I was a little bit surprised that Luann trusted her with this task. But, I mean, she did well. All the dresses look fabulous on her. I loved it.
They're probably getting dry cleaned at John's. Isn't that his name?
Her
boyfriend. Yeah, they're probably getting dry cleaned there. So she's they're not lending them to her directly. She's just borrowing them as they're getting dry cleaned.
Exactly.
I would do that.
And you know what? I feel like they really did some shopping at Giovanni's because I saw Luann's cabaret show. She changed 4 times.
Yeah. And I mean, the options seemed endless. So
they really were.
Yeah, it was a lot.
And you know what? If Giovanni isn't charging her, if she's just borrowing for the show, she might have taken the whole mofo store.
Yeah.
Because I haven't seen her really repeat an outfit. She's been posting on Instagram.
Lots of different stuff.
You know, her and Ramona said something very, very similar tonight. They both said they lost a little bit of weight, and the clothes are just fitting so well.
I don't even have to alter them.
I just put everything on, and it just fits so well. We're good for you.
I know.
I'm just so glad everything fits for you guys.
It was her rehab diet.
Luckily for us, there's Elaine Bryant. Everything fits us there without having anything. We're good.
I love eating, so Elaine Bryant it is. What in the Carrie Bradshaw is this? We saw the most set-up episode I've ever seen. Tinsley, first of all, I don't believe that she really has sweaters in her stove. That's a Sex and the City thing. And I would know because that's one of my favorite shows. And even the guy that she was friends with was like, what in the Carrie Bradshaw is this? Totally don't believe it. I'm sorry.
It was staged for sure.
Totally.
Yeah.
And the way she was throwing her Louboutins in that box.
No. There's also like no way to come back after crying over your egg babies. So I feel like you can put as many things in the oven as possible. But like we're never going to forget. Okay.
She's toddlers and tiaras to me.
I can't with her.
You know what?
Like 24/7.
I'm not a Tinsley. We all know we're not Tinsley fans here, but I just don't get her relationship with Coupon King. Like, why can't she move to Chicago? She's not doing.
She doesn't have anything
so
other than the show.
Why is she strapped to New York? Like,
but
I don't
the show
get
is
it.
Her income.
She's rich. No, she doesn't need
her
income.
Income is her trust fund.
Like, I just don't, like, it bought...
Her newest income, though.
She wants to bring her total, just her image back up from... There's no coming back from that mugshot. There's no coming back from crying over your egg babies wearing a wedding dress when you're not engaged, okay? There's no coming back from it, so stop it.
I just think she needs to go to Chicago. Like,
please,
your relationship just
But there's no Real Housewives of Chicago in there.
Yeah, she doesn't need it. We don't even want her on the show, so let her go, Leanne. Let her go.
Let's be real. The man doesn't want her, though.
I'm just asking the questions, but it really doesn't make sense. But nothing really about Tinsley makes sense, because if you're paying $10,000 for a hotel apartment,
no, 30 a month,
no, that's the penthouse, that's right. The new one. If you're paying 10 grand to live in a hotel, how come you don't have a closet?
A nice, no, yeah,
she has a closet, she just wanted to be cute and have people compare her to Carrie Bradshaw.
Oh god, well that's not working. We all knew where we were at, what was happening.
We all know who.
And
you
the
really
penthouse
are.
Doesn't really make sense. $30,000 a month to live in a hotel. I thought he would be a little bit more practical and be like, look, I'll come move out there, but we're not going
to
live in a hotel. That's not how people live. He doesn't want to be with her, does
he?
He
doesn't.
That's why they're not living.
But why are they
together?
Wasting each other's times, though? They went to Dubai. They're, like, still seeing each
they're
other.
They're still seeing it. Because she's crazy. I don't know. She needs to move on, though. That's for sure. You we're can't dating. Be dating
I don't know. We
someone.
Didn't, we really haven't seen much of them together. Like, all we saw was her take over him in that date by jumping and kissing him. And he's gonna be like, wow, there's a pretty blonde girl kissing me. He's gonna go with it. But I just don't understand why it's still going. It doesn't feel
because
like there's a lot of substance
because she
there.
She feels like she wants to get as close as she can to this marriage and children and blah, 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 blah. And she's not gonna be happy without the boyfriend, without the this, without the mm-hmm. that. What's gonna happen is that you're gonna look forward to the boat episode. But instead of the boat episode, it's gonna be an episode of him breaking up with her. She's going to skin him, make a dress out of him, and she's going to wear it. And her mother's going to cry.
And you know,
with her.
It works for him too, because he has her at like an arm's distance. He doesn't have to be with her all the time.
Exactly. I say that all the time.
Yeah, it works for him. It's all good for him. That's why they're still, yeah.
To quote The Cutting Edge, I'm sure you look gorgeous from a couple thousand miles away. So mm-hmm. I know exactly what you're talking about. Carol and Luann are new friends, you know? Luann was like, girl, pick me up at the AA meeting. That's how good of friends we are. Come pick me up at my meeting. Do you want to go? Oh, you don't? All right, we'll meet me afterwards then. I liked it. They were getting coffee. They were talking about realistic expectations. Mm-hmm. Luann is not coming on the show saying she's going to be sober forever. She's just saying, I'm not having a drink today.
That's how you see it, though?
And I'm not having a drink tomorrow. That's how I see it.
I see it as she's trying to set herself up for not looking like a failure by saying, I'm going to be sober, and then when she wants to finally have that drink.
No, because
like,
she, I mean.
I think it's a mix of both.
It is a mix of both, but who doesn't want to drink?
I mean, everybody does. That's the point, and so does she. But right now, let's make it, like, real cute and pretend like I'm super into this so I can get out of this
court case. But she still really is into it. She still has not drank, and she looks amazing.
Right? She does look amazing, but she's trying to parlay it into when she can start to drink again and not seem like she failed.
See, and I think her real goal is to drink without emotionally suppressing anything. So I think that's why she's taking so much time and is, like, realistically knowing that she's going to drink again, but, like, wants to get to a point mentally where it won't, like, affect how she
or destroy her path that she's worked really hard.
Exactly.
So, I'm really proud of Luann. Obviously, you guys know I'm a Lou fan, but I really feel like if she was going to fall off the wagon, she would have fell off by now. I know she's going to drink again because it's so hard not to drink.
I mean, her and Dorinda were talking about. It's like, yeah, you want to come home, drink some wine on a cold day.
Who
like,
doesn't?
I do.
I want to drink right now.
Me too.
But I can't because I'm on antibiotics. All right.
That's
so
worse.
I know. I cannot drink for 10 days because I'm sick. It's awful.
I'll see the doctor.
Let's throw away this mic pack, actually, afterwards. All right, so let's move on. Ramona works out, obviously, because she looks so amazing, and her clothes fit her so well, and she can't keep up, and she's dating everybody. Cue the laugh. And she has a high libido. Next, we're moving on.
Yeah.
Dorinda, being a Catholic, they're lighting all the candles in the city with Luann. I can't believe Dorinda's still wearing that boot.
How long has it been?
I don't know.
Before the holiday, correct?
It was before the holiday. And you guys, did that not feel like the longest holiday ever? I could not wait for Below Deck. It was like the first one that was going to come back. I thought Monday we were going to start Orange County. It was a whole late.
It was
a week late.
I missed all my friends.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So let's just head jump or jump head. And let's get into what we have been waiting for, the speed dating aspect. Brie, can you let us know? What are people saying in the chat? Do they want a speed date? Would they speed date? Would you guys do it? Would you not? Over here, we said no.
I'm not into it.
We're not really into it.
Maybe for fun, but like not like I wouldn't commit to anybody.
And you know what? When I was little, I used to see speed dating like on TV, like in movies, yeah. And I would always think that was weird.
Yeah.
It's better to window shop and not have a 3-minute conversation.
Especially because it's like people are really throwing themselves at you to like try to seem memorable in 3 minutes. So it's just like, no.
You're trying to present your best self in 3 minutes?
Yeah.
That's a huge lie.
Split. Some say yes, some say no.
Oh, well, you guys are 50-50. I love it. All right. Well, let's head jump right into her jump head. Let's get a head start. I think that's what she meant, right? Head start?
Head start.
Let's get a head start. Let's jump right in. There are so many one-liners. Bethany, the one-liners. Sonia and the one-liners. Everybody was cracking me up.
They were all on one.
Oh, my God.
They really were.
Ruddy red skin.
What does that even mean?
I don't know.
I was like, what does that mean? Like, what is ruddy?
Isn't that like it, would it be like almost like muddy?
That's what like a rustic.
I
like
was thinking that red skin that sometimes very
alcoholics
very,
have.
Yeah, I was gonna say white people that drink.
You didn't want to say it.
Thank you.
Right. Let's just cut it to the chase.
White people that drink, they get blotchy red skin.
Is that what it?
What I was thinking.
I don't think that's what she really meant.
She's like, I grew up with blotchy red skin.
Oh, man.
It was too
I don't know. The guys are bringing the game. They're bringing the compliments, which is the window to getting a kiss on the lips by Ramona Singer. Out of control, Ramona. She was supposed to be speed dating, but the guy that Carol or Rory had set up her sights for Carol, Ramona just dove in and stole him right away.
That was awkward kiss, too. Gross, gross. Like it would be like us kissing.
Yeah.
It was that weird.
We would probably both throw up simultaneously.
Into each other's mouths, for sure.
Which brings us to my next poll, and we'll talk about it towards the end. We want to know, though, now, do you think Ramona has game? Because everyone seems to think so. All the girls are like, oh, well, she bats her eyes, and, you know, she just gives them this look. And Ramona's like, you got to look men in the eye, and they like it.
She knows how to make a man feel
important.
Mm-hmm. And that's generally, I mean, coming from the lesbian on the panel, it's generally what makes men tick, like make them think that they are,
like, or so you remember.
Yeah.
That's what I've heard.
I mean, I agree. I think that she definitely knows what a man likes and she keeps them interested. Like, that's the one thing. Like, for that guy to be talking to her, like, for majority or what seemed like the majority of the night, like, she obviously was saying something that, like, kept him, like, intrigued.
She's attractive. So, I just wouldn't believe what was coming out of her mouth.
But she goes through all, you know what Ramona is? She's like a dating politician. She goes through, she's holding babies, she's taking hands. Like, it's like every single thing that you are supposed to do that you read in, he's just not into you. Not
Cosmo
that into you.
Or whatever.
Read, you know what I mean? Like, every single thing. Like, she's going to go down the line of everything, but, like, she does it with, like, conviction.
Yeah, she believes it.
She really does.
She does.
So you guys think Ramona has game.
I mean, not if she's going to hit on us, because we can see her through her bull, but like,
and especially for the men in like the right age group, I think she like she has a.
Well, maybe the men see it and they're like, whatever. I'm trying to get something out of you too.
I think
I think they fall for it.
I think they're.
I do. Okay. I think she's doing. Yeah. I think she's doing it.
Okay. Well, the panel says Ramona has game, so let us know in the chat. Definitely. But let's really get into the speed dating and all the antics that were happening. What was your favorite part, Chels?
Oh, God. The mothballs.
Oh, my God. Mothballs. That was so great. Yes. She's like, I just pulled out this Valentino dress. Do I smell like mothballs? And then, like, first of all, do you guys know what that smell is?
No.
Mothballs? Like a grandma's house?
Yes. I found mothballs in my grandma's house in one of the drawers, and I asked her about it, and she said it kept things fresh. So I think in the 80s, our, like, parents' parents, or maybe our parents, I don't think my mom was into mothballs.
Like, it's older.
Yeah, but I think, like, grandparents and... You know, I think they were into mothballs. Guys, let us know about mothballs. That smell, I can never forget that smell. I know what it smells like.
Like opening up a vintage book and you're like, oh.
But it's very pungent, almost medicinal.
Yeah. Well, that was my favorite moment. And I loved how she bragged to Bethany afterwards. Like, he's still into me. And I asked him about mothballs. I was like, God, girl.
Stop. She's like, you're very confident for a man who has a stain on his front shirt. So good.
That too. And he's still like, he's going to spank
the streak
her.
Just like dangling down. Like, what is that?
I don't know.
What did you spill?
What did you drink that's brown?
I think
it was like orangey. Like,
he hugged a woman.
Do you think? I think it was
Tammy Faye.
I think it was Mika.
That's hilarious.
I think it was Mika.
You know what though? The speed dating, there was so many good elements, but you know what? There was one man who stuck out. He was the MVP.
Yes.
And for that, we have a new segment, and it's called the MVP of the episode. Yes. The MVP, do we have a picture of this most valuable player?
Yes.
The man who told Ramona, Bethany thinks he likes her. And Ramona's like, I don't care who he likes. I'm buying him a drink. This is right before she was going to go off on the waitress, the bartender. She was like, what is that man drinking? Is he drinking tequila? Like, what kind of tequila is it?
She expected her to know his name, too. Bob, what is he drinking? Like,
how could she not know
her name?
You don't know his name, but you're berating her about buying him a drink, and you don't even know who the guy is?
Child, please, yeah. She was a mess.
He was so funny. He was like, I think he likes her.
he said such smugness, though. He's like,
it was so good.
Who was he?
I don't know, but he is the most valuable player for the episode.
Okay, Red Scarf Guy. He said to Bethany, I have a feeling you were going to be here.
See, the Scarf Guy could have been most MVP, but he just, he did not do well with Bethany, and Bethany called him out.
I just didn't get his vibe.
Bethany had dinner with him in Miami.
Oh, yeah. So do you think he was making it up? Like, I wanted to be here because I had a feeling you were going to be here.
Yes, I totally think he was making it up.
We're looking at, like, Slade.
Exactly. Opportunist.
Like, Slade, Real Housewives of Orange County. That's what we're dealing with right now.
Who's a good friend of mine. He's been on the show. Love you, Slade.
Okay, well, you know what? Good for you. You got a cute one, but let's just not talk about how you got there.
Yeah, exactly, because we all weren't huge Slade fans at the beginning, but then Slade came to AfterBuzz, and then I met him in person, and I'm like, Daddy. You are Daddy. Like, Daddy. He's gotten really hot. And he's totally Daddy.
All right. Well, you say that to my father, so.
It's true.
So I don't trust you. Okay.
You guys, it was so good. It was getting 50 Shades of Grey when he told freaking Sonia, he's like, you have 9 lives and a tail, and you would have hand marks at the end of the episode.
That was not the same guy.
No, I know it wasn't. Oh, yeah. I'm just saying, the guys were out of control.
They really were.
They were really bringing it tonight. Oh. All the guys were super.
And Sonia was into it.
I was going to say, do you think Sonia went home with him?
I wouldn't be surprised. And you know what? Maybe she wouldn't go home with him that night. But like,
she called him since. You know she got his number because she was like, oh, I love a good handprint on my ass in the morning.
I was not expecting that.
I think my jaw hit the ground at that point. And a lot of times. The kiss. That,
like, I thought when he grabbed her by the neck, she was going to be like, all right, calm down. But instead, he was like, I want to tie you up. And she's like,
you'll be defenseless.
That'll work.
These
Yeah. Call Tinsley. She'll make a dress out of your skin. You like that.
Oh, that was so funny. And finally, we just get into the real disappointment. We found out the episode was ending, but the preview told us that Columbia's next. Let's get into predictions. Predictions.
Yeah.
And Twitter. We're gonna do, Let's do Twitter. We'll do the Twitter. We'll talk about our predictions.
Yes. But so yeah.
The best tweets. Not only did we have some amazing liners, we had some really good tweets. We're gonna shout out the tweeters. Chels.
So we have Katrina at Katrina3511. During speed dating, Pomona, what nationality are you? Sonia, do I smell like mothballs? Tinsley, I'm too fancy for this. Sonia, I like your red, ruddy skin. Bethany, what do you want, a BJ? Sonia, only some guys don't know how to spank. Luann, I was in Florida for a month.
Oh my, Katrina, thank you so much. Yes. Because I was just pulling out the one-liners here, there, everywhere throughout the episode. You just broke down a little
list.
Thank
you for compiling all of them. They were just amazing. I love when
this is how you get shouted out, guys. You gotta have those good tweets.
Gotta have those good tweets. And then at the Petty Mess, we have, and I think
is an homage to Erica Jane, the Pretty Mess.
Yes.
Loves it.
Love some Petty
Bravo
Mess.
Bravo fans know that.
I so prefer the Bethany-Sonia friendship over Bethany and Carol. I agree.
I like the Bethany-Sonia friendship, too. I think it's real. I think they build each other up, and it's honest. And Bethany can wipe away the guilt of annihilating her a couple seasons ago.
Well, as she deserved.
She really did for the Tipsy Girl, but she didn't deserve to get murdered. Just stabbed.
It's also just more fun. Like, they just laugh a lot more. It's, you know, it's like how you'd be with your girlfriends.
I like
you
it.
You know, I'm about it.
Well, really, and Bethany and Carol were just boring.
Yeah. I mean, Carol's a little bit boring.
The only thing I liked about Carol and Bethany was in the beginning when Carol said, I had a dream that you went down on me, and Bethany said, was I good? Like, that was it.
Highlight.
Thank you.
You peaked. Oh, and now it's downhill.
You peaked, and now it's downhill. Let's get into some predictions.
And now, you're after Buzz TV. Predictions.
I'm still laughing about the one-liners.
Oh, God.
They were amazing.
They're okay.
Ronnie's laughing in the chat over them, too.
Aw, hi, Ronnie.
All right. Let's get into predictions. Let's start with Emily. She's the guest.
Yes.
Guest hosting for the night. Thank you for being here, by the way.
Oh, thank you for having me.
I love you.
I love you.
Tell us, what do you think is going to happen? Give us some insight on the boat and give us your predictions for the season.
Well, I don't know how I feel about the boat yet because it's going to be 14 episodes later. Keep teasing us, right? But what I do think is that on the next episode, Ramona is going to do as she usually does, get super hammered at a nightclub, leave her friends for some dude she met like 5 seconds in, think she's going to like wife him. Right? And then totally ditch them and be gone. Like, she's not going to make it past drink two. And I think that's why she's beating on the door. Like, let me in. Like a banshee.
Don't you hate those friends that, like, fall in love the first 5 minutes you walk into a club?
Well, since
gone.
I'm a lesbian, that's all my friends. but yes, I do.
It's just like, yeah, come on, let's have girl time.
Yeah, but don't ditch us and then afterwards be beating on the door. Like, yeah, we're sleeping now.
We did our fun. I think that this is going to be a completely different trip from Mexico. It's going to be, like, the same amount of drunkenness, but just not a lot of kumbaya like Mexico. So I look forward to it. Just a lot of fighting and cattiness. And because, like, not everyone's like Carol and Bethany. I think Dorinda gets into it with somebody. It's just going to be a lot of, you know, combativeness, and I'm here for it.
I agree. I feel like my prediction is pretty much on par with Chelsea's. I feel like this is going to be so different. They're really going to go at it. Like, I just feel like it's all going to come down. I feel like they're all going to tell Bethany something to the point where she comes out of the restaurant and goes, like so frustrated. I can't wait. It's going to be so good. Also, my prediction for this season is that we are going to make way for a new housewife, and I do think that Jill's going to come back.
Ooh. Oh, for sure. She has to.
Now that, I mean this in the best possible way, guys. I'm not being insensitive, but now that her husband has died, mm-hmm. we've gotten a glimpse. Like, the feelings are back. Mm-hmm. Now, we're seeing her out and about. It's in our minds. I feel like she's going to come back. With that, let's get into news and gossip.
Yes.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Okay, so yeah, speaking of Jill, she was spotted recently with a mystery man, and she came out to people and said, you know, I don't typically comment about tabloid stories, but I felt this was important to set the record straight and let you all know I haven't been dating anyone for 6 months. She later said, I just started accepting a few dinner dates after much thought and support from my close friends and family. She felt Bobby would want her to start to live again. Now, this guy that she met, his name is Brody, and she says they were friends for a long time and still are, and it's still evolving.
This is the photo of them. Yes. From far away, it looks like Brittany and Justin on the red carpet with the denim outfits. But up close, it's clearly Michael Lohan wearing a blue blazer.
Weinstein. I think he looks like Harvey Weinstein.
You call that.
I mean, I wouldn't go for him, but if that's what floats your boat.
And let me just tell you, since I just came from the Hamptons and I saw Ramona's house, thank you very much. This is what people wear out there. It's very casual.
Well, she's in London. Come on.
Those are referee shoes he's wearing. Are those Velcro?
Well, those are better than the shoes she's wearing. She's wearing flats.
They're in London, though. They're not.
Oh, they're in London right here?
They're at Wimbledon.
That's right. They went to Wimbledon.
Dinner date. Like
dinner
date.
This is international dating, private jet.
This seems a little serious.
I've heard Jill mention she loves a pee-pee.
I'm not buying
which is a private plane, you dirty people. All right, let's move on to the next news and gossip.
Moving on, we got our girl Luann, the Countess with the Count.
Oh, my God. Spending some family quality time?
They were hanging out over the weekend, and she says, you know, we're not together, but he adores me. She said that, you know, they like to spend time together and that she's a very nice ex-wife, and that's why they like to hang out.
Well, good for them. I love Lou. I love her house.
The body language, though.
Yeah. I know. The body language suggests. I just got done doing my Jerry Springer show, because I live with Jerry Springer. And she's like, oh my God, look, guys, I met Jerry Springer. Doesn't he look like Jerry Springer?
No.
I see it. I do.
He looks like Hadid, Gigi, and Bella's dad, Yolanda's ex-husband.
Oh, David Foster?
No, Muhammad.
Muhammad.
I don't see
no,
that.
Muhammad is very, very exotic looking. I've seen him in person.
I feel like he looks exotic.
I mean,
let's move on to the next news and gossip. Luann is dating a married agent. Oh my God, page six. You guys are just so out of line. I can't wait for you to write about me.
Scandalous.
Anyways, Luann de Lesseps is dating a married agent. Obviously, this is page six, so we're gonna take it with a big grain of salt, but it is out there. There is no confirmation. Both parties have said, what?
I'm, you know, maybe they're separated.
I don't know. But for now, I feel like Luann's been doing so good. Just stay on the right path. Don't let a boy derail you. Mm-mm. I think that's it for news and gossip. Do we have another one for news and gossip?
That does it.
That's it. That is it. You guys, what an incredible episode. We thank you so much for joining us. As always, you can find us on iTunes. Download us every Wednesday night. Next episode is going to be really, really good. The setup to the boat episode. You're not going to want to miss it. I am announcing that I'm going to be doing Real Housewives of Orange County starting on Monday at 8 p.m. And as always, we're going to finish out the season strong for Real Housewives of New York City. I will be gone next week. Chelsea will be in the hot seat. She'll be here. I'll be trying to get into Mark Foster's pants because I'm going to foster the people. Holler. Guys, thank you so much. My name is Liam Castillo. You can find me on all social media platforms. I can't do this with my girls. Thank you so much for coming in. Our guest today, what do you want to promote? Where can we find you? And who are you shouting out?
Oh, I don't know. I'm a weirdo. Do it for me. I don't know what to say.
If you want a great wedding planned, she will plan your wedding. She'll make everything happen. She's the most incredibly detailed person I've ever met. And she can sing at your wedding. She's an incredible singer. Find her at Emily Sloan Miller. Why are you being so shy?
Yeah, so Event Society will do your weddings. And to my kitties when they wake up and listen to this.
Yay.
Hey, guys. Chelsea Stark-Jones. You can find me everywhere at C_S Jones and online at ChelseaStarkJones.com. And I will be on tomorrow for Girlfriend's Guide to Divorce after show here on AfterBuzz.
There we go, guys. We'll see you next week. We love you. Bye, AfterBuzzers.
Executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff. We would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.